The ads running in Green Bay and La Crosse are paid for by Campaign Money Watch. It's a 527 group. It's designed to hold elected officials accountable for special favors legislation that Money Watch members believe is linked to political contributions. The TV ads say President Bush got money from corporations that could profit from a prescription drug benefit passed as part of Medicare reform.
Bush's Medicare plan gives insurance and drug corporations $147 billion.
What did you get?
The bill.
The ad tells Wisconsin seniors they'll pay more for Medicare because of record-high premium increases under the Bush administration. Republicans say those increases are offset by savings seniors will get using a drug discount card. But drug makers don't have to negotiate with the government for lower drug prices. David Donnelly, director of Campaign Money Watch, says the ads are designed to persuade voters that the Medicare bill pushed by the Bush administration benefits the wrong people.
Pharmaceutical corporations are making money hand over fist, while seniors in Wisconsin are paying $106 million more in premiums next year. And we just think that voters need to know the real story about this Medicare plan.
A deputy policy director for the Bush campaign says donations from drug makers did not affect the Medicare bill. And Megan Houck says criticism focusing on the president ignores the fact that Democrats voted for changes supported by groups like AARP.
This is a bipartisan bill that was supported by 300 outside nonpartisan organizations.
HMOs and drug makers are the fourth highest contributors to the Bush-Cheney campaign, according to their website. Democrats lag in fundraising but have gotten the most help from outside groups. 527s have also helped Republicans, most notably the ads by Swift Boat veterans. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.